places that we're told not to.
So that's the same. So there is government influence, and it is censorship.
Well, I told you the government is owned by private industry.
Yeah, yeah.
So what they don't have, the government doesn't have to violate the First Amendment because
the industry does it.
For, owns the government.
They do it
so
for
they
them.
For
yeah.
the government. So that was an incredible freedom of speech for saying what they said.
I want to calling us now is MZ. MZ is named Michael Swirling. They call him MZ. He's the owner of our Santa Cruz affiliate KSCO, who carries this show. And Michael, I welcome you to the show.
Thanks, Alan. Hey, hi, Tom Smothers. It's an honor to speak with you.
My brother lived around Santa Cruz and partied and had a great time down
on Vine Hill Road, I remember. And very recently, well, within the last year or so, I've had an email exchange with your nephew, Tom or Dick Smothers Jr.
Oh, the porno star.
Yeah, exactly.
Porno star?
Yeah, that's a whole other issue. Unless you want to get into it, Alan, it's your show.
I know nothing about that.
No,
sorry.
I'll just let it go.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I'm fascinated by this interview. Does the name Richard Jenks mean anything to you, Tom?
Richard Jenks?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Richard Jenks was the president of the CBS Broadcast Group back in the days when you guys were running your very popular program that I was probably the biggest fan of.
Oh, thank you.
Richard Jenks was technically Walter Cronkite's boss back in those days.
Yeah, for years. Okay, now I know the name.
CBS
yeah.
Broadcast Group. So. And I've gotten to know Richard quite well in the last few years. He's been doing some commentaries with us on KSCO. And I had lunch with him one day, and we were talking about, among other things, the good old days back in CBS in the heyday. And I said, well, what about the Smothers Brothers? What was the real reason that they were... Are you aware of why the Smothers Brothers were fired? And he told me, not only am I aware, I made the decision. And I said, oh, tell me. And I said, Alan, I think we might have even covered.
Yeah, I was on with Jenks on your show on one Saturday a number
on
of months
Saturday
ago.
On a Saturday special,
yeah,
that's right. I can't remember whether we covered this or not, but
what did he say?
He said, it was not the fact that they were against the war that we fired them. It was because they would not live by the rules repeatedly of getting the information out to the affiliates about the content of their program.
Huh.
For what that's worth.
We went to court and they proved them wrong.
I just thought I'd share that.
Well,
okay, that was, they call that the red herring.
So
not only was it Eisenhower's funeral, not only was it Easter, not only was David Steinberg did a terrible thing, and they didn't turn the tape in on time.
Yeah, you got that.
We went to court and the tape was on time. Well, they would always ask for an edit here and an edit there, and we were like 3 days before. We did the show on Friday night, and we had to get it. Well, they didn't have all this technical stuff. They had to put someone on the plane and take it out so that all the affiliates could see it before.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, we were proved in court that we.
Hey, Michael, I got to move. I thank you very much for calling in, though, and.
You bet. Maybe someday we could snag Tom for an interview on our station.
All right.
I'm sure I'd love to do that.
Okay, great.
Thanks,
take
MZ.
Care.
I'm very proud to be a liberal, and I've always been, and there's not a lot of liberal voices out in talk radio.
We'd love to have you on ours, just like we love to have Alan.
All right, thank you, MZ.
Okay,
do you have any bitterness, Tom, about what happened?
I'll tell you something.